The White House this week created a Broadband Opportunity Council made up of various government agencies charged with identifying regulatory barriers to rural broadband expansion and determining how to overcome them. The Obama administration has already achieved its goal of getting more mobile broadband access to rural areas, according to Jeff Zients, director of the National Economic Council.
Driven by strong private sector investment and smart federal policies, today over 98% of Americans have access to fast 4G mobile broadband. So clearly we've made a lot of progress on 4G wireless access to give us fast internet on the move. But there's more work to be done, especially in the area of wired broadband to homes and businesses.
National Rural Electric Cooperative CEO Joanne Emerson, former congresswoman from Missouri, says they strongly support federal initiatives to ensure that all Americans have access to affordable broadband service.
I know, having served 30 rural counties in Missouri, how frustrating it is for there not to be high-speed internet access. And I remember I was so excited when we got 3G and then we got 4G, and yet now that's slow. A lot of our rural co-ops are working to provide high-speed broadband. The best thing about being able to have access to fiber and to high-speed internet is if somebody wants to, on the one hand, be a stay-at-home mom, and on the other hand, actually have a business out of her home while she's a stay-at-home mom, writing a blog, doing photography, trying to get business, you name it, this is the best way to do it because you can communicate with people, and because the way that communication is done these days, which is so much through technology, it allows somebody so much more flexibility. And so we have a good opportunity here, but it will change people's lives once we do it.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.